That's the sound of the employees at the Montpelier Pharmacy dividing up pills to fill prescriptions. Rich Harvey is a pharmacist and co-owner of the business. Harvey says a lot of his customers are in a state of shock these days because the cost of many generic drugs has gone through the roof. Harvey says he's been watching this development over a period of years, but he says the increases over the last few months are staggering.
This last year has been ridiculous, though. The prices have just gone crazy. Oh, a lot of things have gone up 1,000% overnight. I mean, it's just amazing.
As an example, Harvey describes a customer who takes a generic drug for his arthritis. The out-of-pocket cost of this prescription increased from $6 a refill to more than $80. Harvey says it's likely that this customer will decide to take his medicine every other day to save money.
That happened overnight. That's how things are changing. It's awful. And that was a life-changing event for him because he's on a fixed income, so this is something that was very, very affordable to him now is changing his life.
Harvey says some of the pharmaceutical companies blame the price hikes on a shortage of key components of their drugs, but he thinks the entire situation is worthy of a major investigation.
I'm just amazed that every attorney general's office in the country has not gotten together and filed some sort of class action suit about this because it's wrong. What they're doing is absolutely wrong.
Senator Bernie Sanders is the chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Primary Health and Aging. He says it's critical for Congress to take a close look at this issue.
And if that continues, then the benefits of generic drugs, which was a very successful effort to make sure that prescription drugs are affordable for working people, don't have to pay top dollar for the same drugs under a brand name, that benefit will be significantly lost.
Sanders says there's no question that many people will be unable to afford to take their medication on a regular basis.
25% of the people who get prescriptions from their doctors, guess what? They don't fill them. Can you think how crazy that is? The doctor examines, says, this is what's wrong with you. Here's what I want you to do. And says, I can't afford to do it. That makes no sense at all.
Sanders' committee held a hearing on this issue last week, but representatives of the three major generic drug companies refused to testify. Sanders says the time has now come for the Department of Justice to investigate allegations of price collusion by these companies. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.